Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Burp Podcast. And we are underwater this week with some... Boom! That was it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome. I'm Matthew. And those noises... The noises and rambunctious other two are...
Owen, that's me.
Owen!
Yeah. Owen.
And Danny!
And Dan, hello. Danny's the loud one.
Hello.
Yeah, no, you've had 20p put in you, haven't you, Danny?
Exactly 25p, inflation and all that.
Oh, fuel prices are going up.
You know how it is, mate. Fuel prices these days, kidda. You've not seen the likes of these prices. Whoa!
Oh, inflation by Freddo prices.
Freddo's have been pretty stable recently, actually.
No, they haven't. Oh, somebody's worked it out that people's wages have not increased relative to inflation based on the price of Freddo's.
So maybe that's just Cadbury being greedy fucks.
Yeah. No, because I reckon
more like
Freddo's
gobblery.
Reckon Freddo's are probably one of the only chocolate bars who have actually stayed the same size.
No, they haven't stayed the same size.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't.
They're
been
not. They're tiny now. My
dad has this with wagon wheels, where he's convinced.
Tiny, or are you bigger?
Yeah, that's it. We buy him wagon wheels every year, and we're like, "You're not getting any bigger anymore, Daddy."
We've calculated you're not growing.
We've calculated inflation of the size of my father to wagon wheels.
Oh God, he's got us. They've found the metric we cannot defeat.
The ultimate unit.
Wagon wheel base. Well, this is a great start. Fuck me.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what my topic is.
Plenty of research. It's going to be really in depth. I promise.
No. This is a well thought out because you know I'm on tour. I haven't had time to research thoroughly.
On tour? You mean you've gone from one country to another?
Country? The north is a bit of a different land, but I wouldn't say it's a different country. Like,
oh, you're near Owen. You're footing.
Is it a beautiful realm?
How are you, mate? You're footing up in Newcastle, aren't you? Footing, mate. Halal, mate.
Peel ale.
Halal, mate.
Can I have one peel ale? Well, yeah. Okay, so let's fucking start. Yeah, I'm already delirious.
Hey, less of that vulgar language. We shall begin. We shall fucking begin, okay? Not fucking start.
Commence ceremony.
Commence the beginning of...
Commence the beginning.
We shall begin at the end of the start.
Can we do a
phase
clap?
One.
Three.
Oh, yeah. And we start again. Mics on. Recording
three,
test.
Two,
one,
one,
two,
clap.
Three. Okay.
And welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome to
episode 5 of the What Could Have Been podcast.
We're on bloody chapter 29,462, Frank. Oh no, wait, I meant chapter 4, book 2. I was on about pages, silly me.
Okay, right, so if you made it this far, we'll start.
At the end of the beginning.
Yeah, or the middle of the start, you never know.
Whoa, hold the fucking phone, man. You're
we're
crazy.
The back of the tail end of the middle of the start.
Oh God, we've, yeah, I'll stop.
Okay.
Now.
You're giving me big at a sleepover when you're in year 7 and everyone's trying to fall asleep and there's always those little the one that goes
yeah there's that oh. One there's that one bastard who brought a satsuma in his sleeping bag like we know what's going on.
Sorry, what happened? Sorry,
well, yeah,
what are you talking about?
Danny never done that. Like every time Danny slept over at my house, he would fill his sleeping bag with easy peelers and tangerines, and then at around 11 p.m. he would start chucking them at me.
I was thinking this is a bit more. I don't know. It's like a tangerine sleeping bag.
You think of some nefarious ongoings, mate. I try to juggle them, and Owen's just next to me, and I just drop them on his face every time.
Yeah, he's always shoving different citrus-shaped things into my sleeping bag as well.
Yeah.
It's a zester time. I'm picturing you guys being in a massive room, except for you've chosen to be next to each other in your sleeping bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like we're in a room. We've put a teepee up, but we've actually just draped it up, so the room, the floor plan's still open floor, but we get really close together and pretend that we're touching the side of the tent, like, oh, we need to get up next to each other because it's really cold.
Oh, the condensation. The condensation. That's wholesome. So, talking about being cold, my topic is... If we had never... Batman, we need to get to the first topic. Jesus Christ. Okay, the first topic, my topic, is if we'd never invented the refrigerator. So, very useful...
So, Max didn't butcher that one. If we never invented, what could have been if the refrigerator was never invented?
And you've given me, you've reduced my IQ in the last 5 minutes, Danny. You've scrambled my brain. I don't know what's going on. If we'd never invented the staple household essential, the refrigerator. And obviously, let's go back in time. Back in time. Because obviously the refrigerator, funny enough, hasn't been around for... more than 200 years, maybe a bit less than
when
that.
When was it invented?
I think the Victorian era, it was probably moving from things that may resemble a refrigerator, but it was still like ice-based systems. And then as soon as, maybe was it the 1940s, 1950s, when actually the refrigerator as we know it, the nuclear family, the American consumerism, everyone was like, wow. Shiny.
Wow.
And then we decided to start calling them Smeg.
I think
a John Steinbeck book, which was like set in around the 1700s, 1800s, they were shipping loads of lettuce with ice and trains across America.
That's it. It used to, back in the day, imagine having to have again the same way, if not more, of ice just to transport. It would have been so inconvenient.
Mate, there's actually, just reading about it now, there's the history of the refrigeration, or the build, how the refrigeration, oh my god.
Go on.
I've scrambled my own brain. The invention of the refrigerator, I've actually got a strange ass past, like, just because there's loads of different ways of doing it. There was an American inventor trying to build it using vapour instead of liquid in like 1805, but only built it in 1820. Someone built a similar machine that used ice in Florida in 1842. Then Albert Einstein in 1930 tried to create one, an environmentally friendly refrigerator with no moving parts and didn't rely on electricity. He patented one, but it never got made.
That was just a side hobby for him.
It was a side quest, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, side quest.
E equals MC squared. And he was like, "Ooh, I'm just gonna finish."
I'll pick that one up after.
Yeah, yeah.
Relativity, I'll get back to that
one. I want to get the ice sword. I want to unlock it.
French engineer developed one that used ammonia and water in like 1859.
Wow.
A portable compressor used methyl ether. No, man, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, but what if none of that happened?
There's a lot
going
on.
Yeah, but imagine if that never happened.
All that never happened. Yeah, if we just stuck to all these ice blocks, because obviously the new refrigerator super cools down the air, keeps it all cool in a very compressed, well, it has a compressor in it, so it keeps it all in a very compact fucking vacuum, whatever.
Compressed not, really.
Yeah. So it doesn't actually have to use massive blocks of ice or massive big cooling fans. I don't know. What would we be doing? What would our kitchens look like? Do you think we'd just have...
I reckon the big salty drying industry would be more in charge. You know what I mean? We're talking jerky. Ooh, we're talking... That's the only example
jerky,
I can think
baby.
Of. We're talking jerky. We're talking jerky. Fuck your life.
Fuck you. Get some
and
jerky.
Maybe, actually, maybe that is why the refrigerator hasn't been invented. Maybe it's like a kind of... oil companies versus renewables situation where it's like maybe the drying
jerky
industry was a monopoly and they were like, we can't let the coldy folds.
The jerky jerks.
Yeah, we're the jerky jocks. Yeah, like the cold nerds.
I reckon preserves, there'd be a lot of preserves.
Oh, they can be the preserve nerds versus the jerky jocks.
But they'd be together. They'd be partnered against the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be like, it'd be like General Motors and Big Oil. A classic partnership. Then. Preserve nerds and jerky jocks.
Jerk off jocks.
Jerk on me jocks. Yeah, that is...
Jerk on me Johnson! Oh, God.
Yeah, it would... I think, yeah, no, you're right. I think there would be a lot more preserving, a lot more pickling, a lot more drying.
Pickling, I love pickling.
We'd have a tangy culinary experience.
I think our gut biome would be a
gut flora would be much happier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Having little raves, brother.
Although you got that trade-off, because yogurt's good for your gut, too.
Yeah, well, we can make yogurt, you just got to scran it quick.
Kimchi, though.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of scranning things quick. For sure.
Yeah, I think we'd be a lot less wasteful because we'd have a lot of preserves. Like, it'd be the other way around. Like, I don't know about you guys, but people have a few preserves and like continually buy food in the modern day. I reckon it'd be the reverse. They'd have a shitload of preserves or loads of dry food and stuff that doesn't need refrigerating. And then you'd have like a small ass amount of food that would technically need refrigerating, but obviously that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So you'd have to buy either ice with it to keep it, or you just make it all at once and scran it over the next day or so, just so it doesn't go off.
See, actually, an interesting point about that, which is kind of the opposite of making preserves, with modern food,
making things last less time.
Making the actual product
of food.
Shut up. Making the initial product last longer, because with genetic engineering and, like, you know, selective breeding and all that, we've managed to make the actual crops and the fruits last longer.
Yeah, true.
Hello, I think
was that a phone or a door? Is Mr. Man here?
Yeah, pause the recording. 3, 2, 1.
Where the hell were we? You listeners back at home, it'll be like 30 seconds of waffle and confusion, which is nothing new. But for us, it's been at least half an hour of Matt walking around the house with his dick out, being like, I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, let's leave it at that. Leave it as vague and ambiguous.
Shake your dicks, this pissing contest's over.
Talking about dicks, should we pickle some shit?
Pickle dick.
Pickle him.
Yeah.
Pickle dick.
Yeah, probably the pickle scenario. What do you call it? Corporations, pickle corporations. They'd be fucking thriving in this world, wouldn't they?
100%. Well, do you reckon we would have pushed the boundaries? Like right now, a lot of things get pickled, but we don't really know that much. Do you think that it would?
Yeah,
it would be pickling. We can't even imagine. We can't even
pickle pathfinders, wouldn't we? We wouldn't be stick, because currently I feel like we pickle a very specific texture, which is like cold, crunchy vegetables.
Yep. Yeah. Or eggs.
Are we going to start pickling roast potatoes or something?
Yeah, I reckon we'll pickle a lot.
Pickled Yorkies.
Well, I think just pickle
meats. It depends how well they actually preserve within the pickling process. Like, if it makes it last longer, then hell yeah, we'll be doing it. Because, like, we haven't invented a better way of storing food, so we'd just be
yeah. Oh, sorry, this is a bit of a tangent, but do you reckon instead of cryogenics, we would be pickling people?
Potentially.
If they wanted to, like, you know, people freeze themselves and hope that they'll unfreeze in 1,000 years or whatever.
Would that work, though? Because I feel like we'd die from the toxic shock.
I think we'd also definitely die.
I become pickle now.
He's just trying to sell his vinegar. He's trying to sell his vinegar business.
Expand, I reckon it'd be a lot more renewable. I reckon there'd be a lot less vinegar. Waste.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have, like...
What's that fish in? You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The super smelly fish, Strovung.
Oh, the one from Sweden.
Yeah, that stuff. That would be way more common.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, like, pickled. Because people eat, pickled meat occasionally. But I guess we'd be drying the meat more than we'd be pickling it.
Yeah. Or they ferment a lot of meat, don't they, as well?
Yeah. See, for us now, that sounds horrendous. Like, the idea of a pickled bit of beef.
Yeah, you were talking about Sorstroming.
Yeah, Sorstroming, yeah. That's it. Yeah. I knew there was an S in the ing.
Yeah.
From Sweden. And
an impronounceable bit in the middle.
Yeah, it's been put in salt of your brine for 2 months.
2 months.
Ah, you're talking about Sorstroming.
Yeah, It smells like rotten egg, apparently.
Mm. What's that fruit? Is it the durian, which it's illegal to open in some
countries? Yeah, I think it is. Is it a durian?
Yeah, durian.
It smells like durian. Shit, durian. Doesn't it?
Yeah, they're actually pretty lush, though.
When I was in Thailand, they were just like everywhere there were signs saying do not cut open or have a durian fruit in the building. Like there was signs saying, did you know how we have no ball game signs everywhere here?
Yeah.
And there was no durian games.
It says it smells like raw sewage, rotten flesh, or smelly gym socks.
as opposed to cooked sewage.
Yeah, as opposed to processed and refined sewage.
Yeah, a sewage casserole, please.
Sounds lush.
Oh, what scran would you make then? What cuisine would you be cooking up on the regular for like, your dinner parties in this world?
I don't know. Would mums go to shop?
Yeah,
because Iceland wouldn't be about.
It would be Iceland, but with a different name, like a different meaning.
Pickle land. That's why mums go to pickle place.
Well, yeah. Hold on a minute. We've not invented fridge, but have we invented freezers?
No.
Well,
for the sake of argument, no. Otherwise, this blows everything.
No, that's because I feel like the fridge kind of came from the freezer of ice blocks. So making ice blocks kind of came from that. So you don't know. We are living in a world where we're just using big ice blocks too.
Oh, and we wouldn't have air conditioning as well.
No, we wouldn't. So basically, it's going to be smelly.
We could have fans, though.
Oh, yeah, we could have fans.
Yeah, it's still smelly, though.
Shout out to our fans.
Yeah, man, we got fans. You got no fans.
That guy. Do you reckon that guy's still alive?
Yeah.
I think... So. I hope so.
COVID did do a number on a lot of people.
This is true.
And he didn't look like he was in the finest of health when he was a bit pissed screaming at his local supporters.
He didn't look a well man, did he?
No.
You want some? I'll give it ya.
He did become a bit of a celebrity though, didn't he? He started doing a lot of appearances and stuff.
Yeah, he came out when we went to the darts in second year. He came out at the end. He came out, the World Stone Raider came out, and then when you put so much chaos into a room of so drunk students and the World Stone Raider, we just started throwing stuff at him. Like, people were just throwing the pipes on the stage.
That's
and then over, over the PA, they were like, you're going to have to stop throwing stuff at the stage and at the World Stone Raider, or else we're going to stop the event. And we didn't. And then
wasn't he meant to be in a scrap with someone?
I think he was meant to fight someone, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to do like a proper exhibition fight with someone.
I don't know. Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I swear it sounds
We'll get back to you guys on this.
We'll get our research team on it.
You're still not answering the question. What are you going to be eating? What are you going to be making? I reckon there'd be a lot of kimchi. A lot of... Is that the fermented tea? No, what's that?
Kimchi. It's like that's like
is that the fermented tea? Isn't it?
Root vegetables.
No,
it's like Korean.
What's a fermented tea then?
Kombucha.
Kombucha, yeah. There'd be a lot of kombucha, a lot of kimchi, a lot of sauerkraut.
Because like supermarkets aren't going to be the same, are they?
Well, that's what I said. It's going to be a greener environment. Like, there's going to be a lot more jars and stuff used to just.
Yeah, actually, a lot of our projects would be a lot more locally produced, wouldn't it?
100%. Because it's just going to require... That
should be a good world. Should we actually go tonight? Should we chuck all the fridges in the bin?
Well, yeah, we could just go around the world. Cut the wires of the back of the fridges. And
no,
the
that's not enough. We need to get them gone. We need to put them in the bin. Nobody will find them there.
No one will think to look in the bin.
Yeah, we'll be the reverse Santa bin man.
How are we going to get out? I don't see any supermarkets with many chimneys, to be honest. Chimneys?
Yeah, yet. Soon you will, because they'll have to smoke everything.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, mate. Yeah, they will be smoking a lot. It would be a lot more locally produced, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of smoked meats to preserve them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be a lot more, like I said, local produce. I reckon we'd still have butchers. reckon we'd still have your local greengrocers and all that sort of jazz.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty good, actually. I'd like to go in the store where there's loads of grains. Those are different
legumes.
Yeah, legumes.
Also, talking of legumes, have you guys heard of herbaceous?
Herbaceous, yeah.
Do you know what
I don't
means?
Know what it is. I can't Fabacious. Remember.
It means to have the nature of a bean.
Herbaceous. No. To resemble a bean? Brilliant. To have
to have the nature of a bean.
Well, so you can sit there.
Herbaceously.
Herbaceously. The nature of a bean. I like that.
Do you know what Fabacious. The word bivouac means?
Bivouac.
I don't know what it means, bivouac. But I know what it is.
What is it?
A little fucking
a bean
thing you make in the woods.
No,
like a shelter, a bivouac.
Oh no, it can be. Yeah, So it's technically all right. No. So do you know what I said I wanted to talk about ants? I'm going to talk to what a bivouac is in regards to ants. They make a bivouac out of themselves. They all just fucking if it gets rainy or they can't cross over a water bed, they make a like floating bivouac. And they'll just like create a raft and like cradle the queen
and use the water tension for them.
Yeah, and also like specifically, not specifically army ants, but I know army ants do it quite a lot. Like if they'll find a little crevice to make a bit of a shelter from the wind, and then just fucking make an ant made bivouac. So it's just like making a shelter out of all the bodies.
They are insane that they can just do such complex. They almost sort of form a. A larger entity.
It's so strange. Yeah. And yeah, it's a super
organism. Yeah, lattice. So yeah, there you go, a super organism, yeah. So do we go to super organism?
I really want, there's a book called The Super Organism, and there's also a book specifically on army ants that I really want to get, but I don't have £50 to spend on a book specifically about army ants.
What about super orgasms? Yeah, I don't think
so. No, super orgasms, mate, got the book there, it doesn't work, never mind.
Wrote it, lad.
Nah, mate, there's actually quite a lot of... Nah, there's some stuff on super orgasms actually, which is quite a lot of. But nah, there's a Buddhist teachings, I think it's Buddhist, or like monk based teachings about like
tantric breathing.
No, well yeah, feelings onto tantric, like tantric sex or tantric
tangerine breathing.
Tangerine.
Danny would know about that. Like that's what we do in his sleeping bag.
Basically,
tangerines.
You put fucking tangerine up your ass, and then you have a
time
super orgasm.
To talk about
orgasm.
Semen retention, sperm retention, and like meditating before sex, and you're just getting all fruit based puns up your bum. You know what? I'm had enough.
It's quitting. Just quitting.
He's quitting tangerines for life.
I'm going getting a tangerine, mate. It's fucking loosening me up a bit.
Yeah, no, because I watched one of those many documentaries about the tantric stuff, where they're just, you're tensing your pelvic floor and all that, and then they just orgasm that way. It seems very.
Well, yeah. You can have an orgasm, or a male can have an orgasm without ejaculation.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. The guy was there, like, going,
"Ooh." And most people are like, "Oh, I couldn't even begin to believe that, mate. I only orgasm when stuff comes out my penis." It's like, well, you're doing it wrong, brother. Well, not wrong.
Well, I mean, that is the right way to.
Not
orgasm.
Entirely wrong, but
there are other ways.
Danny suddenly just become a gatekeeper of orgasms. You're doing it wrong, mate. You're not allowed to come to your dick anymore.
You're banned. Just,
like, you'll never see tangerines the same again.
Anyway,
right, hold on. Let's talk a little bit more about refrigerators.
So do you think we would have crossed the paths more? Like, things have certain things
in
one world. you dry the meat, you pickle the veg, and you dry the fruit. Like, that is kind of the... You know, you kind of do that. Do you reckon we'd be maybe having pickled bananas? Or pickled this and that? Or... What do you think?
I reckon you
get doing it, like...
jerky of every type. Every meat you can jerk, you jerk it. You just love jerking meat.
And we're back to tantric meditation.
Nah. Yeah, just jerk all the meat you can. Every opportunity, jerk that thing.
To be fair, I might just start pickling everything anyway. Just
that's what I mean, mate. Pickle it. Mm-hmm. Chef Gaz is the one, man. And he's just... You should go underneath the stairs, mate. Honestly, underneath Chef Gaz's stairs, best place to be.
Tangerines for days.
No, there's just loads of good shit, man.
Pickled.
And we've not even started yet, mate. I'm gonna create some crazy madness.
Gonna.
Should I wanna gonna chameleon? No. Well, on that note, Should we... what about seafood? What fucking... You're talking about pickles.
Seafood's already preserved, isn't it?
You kind of pickle... Is it? It's in the sea, mate. It's salty. It's preserved.
Yeah, mate. You just fucking pick it out and eat it.
No, you kind of dry that. It, don't you? You pickle it. Do you remember, Harriet, when we went and ate the... something or other? Sea skin crust yes. or whatever it
you
was.
You remember that really vague memory I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. We ate, like, fish skin crisps or something.
Oh, yeah. When we did the taste test.
Yeah,
we did the yeah. That was really odd, actually. We were doing crisps that were made out of fish skin. They were actually pretty good, if you ask me.
They were interesting. It was like
because it was sustainability. She was just for the sustainability module of her food science degree. And there was a lot of weird stuff going on there, but no, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all about like kind of using waste and having more of a circular economy.
I feel like that would be quite prevalent in this world that we're creating.
Mm-hmm. I think we'd probably eat a lot less meat.
Well, when you
having the refrigeration methods, arguably, is what skyrocketed meat consumption because we suddenly had a way of keeping this meat fresh for a week rather than the meat going off within days of whatever. We now can actually preserve it for so much longer. So
yeah, true. Means you can ship it about, but we still did hunt. We still did hunt plenty of animals to extinction before we had
fridges. Yeah. I don't think it's the fridge that drove our meat consumption all that much, to be honest.
But it definitely did. It did amplify the scale of it. I reckon. Yeah, the scale of livestock production.
We'd be very fabacious.
We could be fabacious fellows.
Fabacious fellows of the Jerky Jocks.
Interesting.
Right, well, shall we move on to...
I've been trying to say that for the past minute, man. Why are you coming out here like it's your idea?
Yeah, but I'm the host of this
episode. Speak into the mic, man.
Listen to me. So, everyone listen up.
Dickhead.
We're moving on my demand. So, let's move on to Danny's topic.
You're the host, fucking... suck me off. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about octopuses. I'm going to talk about octopuses, octopi, octopedal. Octopuses or octopodes. Nah, it's actually an English.
Fucking hell. What just happened? We just had a bloop. Did you do a bloop?
We just watched Danny have a psychotic episode.
An octofombulus.
An octofombulus bombulus with
octopus. Okay, right.
Yeah, do you want to actually do the. Explain
we're going to talk about octopuses, octopi, octopodes, so whatever you want to call them. It's an English derived word and it makes it octopuses. So right, the question itself is what could have been if humans had the malleability of octopuses.
Or octopi or octopodes.
Octopedal boys. Basically the idea behind this one was octopus famously could squeeze into such small places. The only hard part of their body, ding ding ding, is their beak. So they can squeeze through spaces that is the size of their beak, pretty much, because they can just morph their body through any little gap. As long
how
as their
big
beak
is their beak?
Well, it ranges. I think the biggest ones are just like, I think it was a couple of inches or 3 inches, maybe. If you let me refer to my.
Is it the giant?
The giant Pacific octopus.
Clever. Yeah, giant Pacific. And then the smallest one's like a...
the blue ring, I think.
Blue ring. Oh, I was going to say that.
Little tiny baba.
Little pygmy blue ring.
Yeah, so basically, what I found is going to be really weird, actually, is...
Just lots of bone.
The way... No, we're not going to have any bones. Because the only bones we might have is our jaw if we're going to do it similar to like how octopuses do things.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, the way octopus move their body is by having it's called musculohydrostat. So it's basically really densely packed muscles. So the way I would thought of it, imagine the muscles we've got now, but rather than just being like strands, it's like spiraled strands. So it makes them denser. So extension and contraction is going to be more very strange because they imagine the whole body, but without the skeletal system, but it's just supported by how dense the muscles are.
I thought it was also to do with like fluids. Didn't they also kind of move fluids?
Not an octopus. I thought that as well. I did a little scoop to boot, but I couldn't find it. It says by combining they've got jet propulsion. I know that, but mm-hmm. how they move their arms. It says it's similar to an elephant's trunk. It's known as muscular hydrostats, and these structures consist almost entirely of densely packed muscle. And it's kind of weird. It's very strange. I think they probably do move a little bit like that. Probably do have some sort of fluid as well, because I know their blood is similar to tarantulas and scorpions. And famously, those things or those animals have. A bit like hydraulics, they move their limbs by having like pumping fluid through it. But mm-hmm. I'm pretty certain that it's just by the density pattern muscle fibers and the nerve systems in the octopus, because I don't think they have that much fluid pumping. But maybe they do. They probably. I haven't gone into like the huge biomechanics of the locomotion of the octopus. But even so, I imagine there probably is an element of fluid added to it. So, but imagine if we had our arms or legs, but like. Really densely packed, so like mm-hmm. imagine our leg but like span around 100 times but still facing the right way, so like the muscle fibers are just like really compact.
I'm kind of thinking along the lines of a similar-esque situation on land is a snake, perhaps. I know it's still got, you know, the spine and the ribs vertically.
Skeletal system.
Yeah, it's still got that, but for the most part it's just the big muscles along the side, hence why constrictors can crush a deer. I'm thinking, are we thinking that kind of strength of human where our arms and legs can just
we would have to be so
just to facilitate the movement, the amount of strength that then would have to be in those muscles.
But we'd also we'd also be able to just flop about as well. Like we'd be able to carry
I reckon doors would go out the window, wouldn't they? We wouldn't need any doors.
We could just have like small slits.
We just need a hole in the wall.
As long as it's as big as your jaw.
Yeah. Would we even really need rooms? Would we be more comfortable in just enclosed
tight
space?
Spaces?
Yeah.
So literally, people just lived in like cracks.
A sack. Yeah. Maybe architecture wouldn't have gone very far. Like.
So skyscrapers wouldn't be a thing.
We just have crack. Rappers.
No, but we won't have suction. We still can stick to things. So a bit more information on octopus. They're mollusks. They're in the Mollusca phylum, so they're related
to Elon Musk.
Snails, clams. Elon Musk. They're cephalopods. So they're classed as cephalopoda. And then after that, in the cephalopod class. It's like squids, cuttlefish, and I think there's one other thing. How do you pronounce it? Nautilus? Yeah.
Nautilus or sea slugs?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Yeah. No, they're not. Nautilus, not even sea slugs. Nah.
Oh, what? They're like, we'll let them have it. Yeah, they're sea slugs. Nautilus, sea slugs.
No, they're like. They're similar to. Do you know what cuttlefish look like? The small ass squids.
Yeah.
Imagine a cuttlefish that's still got its like spiral shell.
Sort of tricky thing. Cunts.
Yeah, that's a nautilus. It's really weird. Anyway, it's kind of cool. I reckon we wouldn't need jet propulsion. I was just thinking, like, what if we had the ability to like flop about?
Yeah, probably wouldn't wear any clothes either, would we? Because they would just be a hindrance to you.
Yeah, maybe we wear for the privacy, perhaps. Would if people wanted the modesty. Maybe have like a shawl, like a big bit of fabric.
Yeah, a fabric which can expand and contract with you.
What?
Like, we need to get Edna Mode on the case, mate.
Yeah, Edna. No capes.
No capes.
And no capes. Edna Mode. She'd be on it like a car bonnet. Well, yeah, fucking for Mrs. Incredible.
I feel like there'd be a lot of like locks with like you need like a 3-digit, 4-digit code, because if it was a key, you could just put your finger in it and morph it a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
We sort of had this question with the ability to morph your body entirely, but there's no restrictions on this one. It's just like the malleability of Oxford. Like, if you could get your jaw through that gap, you can go through it if you want.
Is this the only aspect of an octopus that we are...
Yeah. Everything else is the standard.
What's it? I reckon... Well, actually, you could do some crazy sex positions, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You just morph your body into some crazy places.
Well, no, cause
I didn't think
still,
that.
No, you're still the same shape, aren't you? You're still the same... But container.
But you can like move more.
Yeah, but you can flop about more. Yeah, you got like hyper flexibility. You know what I mean? Like you can literally just like fold in on yourself if you really wanted to.
And hopefully we don't die afterwards like octopuses.
I mean, they don't die.
I think after they reproduce, the male dies like a couple months.
Oh,
later.
Sorry. I thought you meant just from like being like squeezing through a tight gap. Like I'd be like, no.
Oh no.
So, but yeah,
that would be
maybe
a shit superpower.
That'd be terrible. Yeah, you can use it once.
Yeah, you can go invisible, but you die when it happens.
Yeah.
That's what death is.
Do you think economy classes of transport like would be to the extreme where you literally get a shelf, a thin little shelf, and
oh yeah,
and that's
you've
where
got
you're
to put your,
yeah,
you got to put your jaw size in.
Yeah. And that's about it. That's all you get.
The shoe industry will be fucked again.
Oh, yeah. But the glove industry.
The glove industry, maybe.
Maybe. How would hairstyles work? You can't really fucking change your hair.
Oh, hair would be a nightmare for this whole transportation scenario.
Yeah, like imagine like you folded it in on yourself and your eyes just like your beard went into your eyes. You'd be like, fucking
that's
hell.
What I mean.
Yeah,
like,
you just
really
like
annoying,
your hair gets stuck on the other side of the crevice. Like, oh, fuck.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking perhaps maybe people would still... Well, so we don't have a skull, so our brains are exposed.
Yeah, this is what I thought as well. We are very exposed.
Oh, but don't octopuses have their brain all over their body or
something?
Legs.
Yeah, their nervous system is all over the body, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But
we've got three hearts as well, because they don't have hemoglobin. They have, I think it's hemoglobin.
But we're not allowed any of this stuff. We just have malleable.
Hemocyanin, actually. That's why the blood's blue. But it's copper rich rather than
iron.
Is it? Hold on. Iron rich.
Iron
rich. Don't quote me on that. Let me get it back up.
Sponsor us.
Yeah, unlike vertebrates who have iron rich hemoglobin, which is packed with red blood cells, they have hemocyanin, which is copper rich. Yeah. Which is less efficient as hemoglobin as an oxygen transporter. So that's why we've got three hearts because we need to pump over the gills.
It would be more like, I think people would still wear stuff like helmets, just in case. Because what happens if a bloody bird flew into you while you were squishy and just...
Yeah, what if you just headbutted an oblong?
Death would be round the corner.
What happens if you walk into a door frame?
We wouldn't have door frames, remember?
If you still got to get through some form of frame...
Frame for
there's,
murder.
There's still got to be a pathway.
Squeeze it out of my court case, like, meow.
Bah.
Spathly. Security would be fucking hard, actually.
Yeah.
Imagine what airports would be like.
You could just like fold things in on themselves, couldn't you? You could have like hidden pockets.
You could have an octopus pocket. Hidden in your pocket.
Yeah.
But I'm still thinking, how. A 6 foot, let's say Danny, 6 foot 4, 6 foot 5.
6 foot 5, motherfucker.
Six foot five, you still would have quite a lot of mass even when you're all squishy. Like you're not really becoming the size of a wagon wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still got material.
Maybe the transportation world, you need your jaw size and your, would you go
and
back
your
and
mass.
You need mass, wouldn't you?
Maybe surface area.
Yeah, but your surface area can
surface
change.
Area.
Oh, fuck. Density?
It would be mass. It would have to be mass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd have to be mass, yeah. So then you get given a meter wide by meter wide, but 30 centimeter tall cubbyhole to suck into.
Yeah, to just...
But also, one of the main things about an octopus that gives it its ability to be move when... You know, it's, what's the word? When it's all squishy wobbly, is their suckers. They still have that kind of grip where they can grip onto it and anchor themselves. When we're going squishy, we're just flapping about like a floppy thing.
Yeah, we've got no water to help us out here, have we?
We're just on land.
Gravity. We're just melt.
Well, I mean, I think it could be your weight as well, rather than strictly mass, because weight is just mass times gravity. And regardless of how you hold yourself in terms of morphology, like whatever shape you are, your mass surely isn't going to change, and therefore your weight shouldn't change, because gravity is still affecting your total mass, you know?
Yeah, if you give your height and your mass, they can still calculate.
It would just be your jaw. I think your jaw size and your weight would be fine.
Wait, so what's happening with all our organs?
Malleable, brother. I don't know. Like, you could actually wring yourself out, couldn't you?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing, but I don't know what you're doing. Like,
you could, like, you could wring yourself out, really, if you needed to. That's what I mean. I don't think you'd have that much muscle issues. I think there'd be a totally different derivative of muscle
physiotherapy
problems. Yeah, just because. If you needed to stretch, you could just fold yourself over. Like, you've got.
I'd love to do that right now.
Mate, my hamstrings. You could touch your toes with your fucking forehead. You could touch your toes with your knee if you wanted to. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you ever touch your elbow with your fucking foreskin, like. Actually,
you can put your head up your bum.
I just did it, guys. So it's possible right now.
Yeah.
What, to touch your toes?
No, elbow to foreskin.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
I haven't got big enough.
So yeah, say if you wanted to stretch out a proper good stretch, you could say tense all the muscles in your hands so they gripped onto the ledge, then get your buddy to get your feet and be like, oi, yank me. And then
you go
all floppy and then it's yanky.
I reckon gymnastics would be mental because you could just rotate your arm. Like, you could just like you could
be such a broken sport, like
you could invert yourself. You could
Nerf gymnastics. Yeah. So then, imagine you're on the rings.
Yeah.
If you're spinning on the rings, then you can just go, you can hold your hands still and just go.
This is what I mean. You can literally just rotate like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Do you remember Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, you could do that shit.
Sticky, or those little sticky aliens.
Oh, yeah. That was my Christmas list one year, was just squishy, squidgy things. It's fucking wicked. I got so many squishy, squishy things as well. Like.
I like rather than asking for a thing, ask for a theme.
Yeah, theme. I like that. I put it three times as well. It's just a piece of paper that says squishy, squishy things. I spread it out across the piece of paper in case they missed it.
And then when you become 13, 14, you ask for pointy things. And they're like,
oblongs.
Oblongs, sharp. Yeah. Hot things, fire.
Not rounded.
Yeah, no, it'd be interesting. I don't know.
I witnessed something quite hilarious the other day.
What?
Mum, we were at a 1-year-old's birthday party. And she was the youngest.
Tangerines.
There was a few people. There was like my niece was 3, and then her cousins and that were like, I don't know, like 6, 7 or whatever. And the parents got chatting, and it was just across the room. And my mum, we talk about opening presents and all that sort of stuff. And my mum just goes, oh, yeah, doesn't it remind... We were talking about my dad building the dollhouse. And my mum was like, oh, doesn't it remind you of, like, building all the presents on Christmas Eve? And I was like, you can't be saying that in front of the kids. But then the other parent was like, oh, yeah, last Christmas we were doing this. And I was like, I mean, don't get me wrong, you already know.
They're blowing out.
Mate, literally, you know my standpoint on Christmas. I'm not the biggest fan, but I was like, guys, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, this is a bit rich.
They didn't mean to. Yeah. Not really, but like, obviously they don't want to be doing that.
Keep the dream alive.
Not really. Yeah, I don't know, mate. If it was my kids, I'd have been telling them from day one, straight out the womb, fucking Santa's a lie.
The first thing your baby sees comes out the womb, Santa's not fucking real, man. Now shut up.
Danny's still got some pastry from whatever pasty he's been eating. Fucking, you know, fuck you, Santa's dead.
Now eat a fucking steak, mate. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I'm glad I shared that. but yeah, so, no, yeah, it was a bit peak. I think they were a bit. I think the parents were a bit devastated. They'd be like, I can't believe we've just said that.
Well, they could imply that they are the elves. They can be like, we were building the for Santa.
Yeah, they just clearly haven't done enough prep work on the lore.
Yeah.
You could develop this.
What they get given, they get given the gifts the day before, and they've got
you just
flat
need to...
packs, and they've got to undo it.
Yeah,
IKEA's taking over Lapland.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Mate, this, it was,
It was a hostile acquisition.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus it was Christ. Not a clean merger.
No, yeah. Not at all.
You want anything else on octopedals?
No, mate, I feel like there was not really much to talk about other than the density of muscle. Yeah, I don't know how our tendons would work.
How far do you reckon you could stretch someone? If you're 6'5", how much could you get stretched?
Well, I'd say that, that's the same with like, you can't just drag an octopus apart.
Have you tried?
I haven't tried, no, but I'm gonna go out on a limb, and the fact they can just detach the limbs. Once they get under a certain amount of stress, they're just gonna like detach the limb, and then they can grow it back perfectly.
You will be going out on a limb when we grab either one of yours and pull you apart.
Yeah, pull me apart, mate. See what you can do, Stretch Armstrong style. But I don't think my. Well, then again, like if I can squash myself into a slit. Of course I'm going to be able to, like, stretch my body apart. You know what I mean? But, like, I have to get the mass from somewhere. Yeah. So, like, I feel like if you both pulled my arms, the further you pull my arms, the shorter I would get because I'd have to, like, re-divert mass from a different part in my body. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, because the octopuses don't... They're not bloody morphing. They just simply relax and tense muscles, don't they? Yeah.
It says here that apparently an octopus can stretch its arm more than twice its normal length.
Oh,
so there you go. You can probably get to at least double your body size.
13 foot.
Or more than that.
13 foot.
Yeah, because each arm could do that.
So you could morph a little bit.
So you could do it from either side.
Mate, it'd be mad. Yeah. You could like... I think everyone would just be a little bit like Elastigirl from The Incredibles.
Would that be like a bit of a fashion statement? Like, depending, like, if you, maybe goths like to be normal sized and e-boys like to be... double sized.
Oh mate, it would absolutely change the game for different kinks, because you could try on so many different things. You could be both.
Yeah, you could have lanky blankies.
Yeah, but like you could be the small one as well. Floppy. You could just like, I'm sure like, if you can stretch your body to like two times its size, someone who's smaller than you can then all of a sudden be fucking way bigger than you.
Yeah,
and well, there'd be the people that like everyone's been completely malleable and soft and squishy, and then the people that like everyone being tense. And just rock solid. The whole body, like...
Really, yeah, like small kings.
Yeah. I don't think anal will be a problem for anyone. They can just fucking open up their arsehole.
Nice.
Oh, brilliant. On that note...
Danny solving world problems one day at a time.
Tickle that prostate, baby. Brilliant. Fuck's sake.
The hard-hitting issues. Danny's on the case.
Yeah, mate.
He's got it. All right,
Fox Santa, tickle that prostate. We're sorted.
Should we move on to my question now?
Yeah, probably. This one's a very strange chapter, isn't it?
Yeah, bing bong.
Go fuck yourself, bing bong.
Very good. That's me making noises, and I'm also my friends making noises. So, my question is. What could have been if world leaders were selected through talent shows?
Oh, God.
No. Yeah? I guess
to a certain extent, we do have a couple of world leaders who don't have any political background. Like, very topical, you know, Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukraine leader. Mm-hmm. He used to be a comedian who actually was, as an actor, would play the president. And then that show got cancelled because he literally became the president.
Wasn't he on Strictly Come Dancing as well?
It was insane.
Yeah,
he was on the Ukrainian. Yeah, because I remember speaking to my mate Pabs. He's like, dad's fully Ukrainian. He's got a lot of Ukrainian blood. And I was like, what do your family think about when he first got voted in 2018? Was it?
Yeah,
I think yeah. And I was like, what do they think? He was like, well, it's a bit ridiculous. Like, we don't really know what to think.
There's a couple of we've got like Donald Trump. He was just a businessman, classic. Wasn't he? And then there's like a Pakistan, the
cricketer.
Imran Khan. Yeah, he's cricketer, yeah.
But like, I guess it's the same as any job. You're saying like, you're only going to hire people who have political based backgrounds, but like, you're only going to get a background in politics by getting into politics. So it's like, you at some point, you're going to have to not be in it to then get in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's good to know that we've already primed the people to kind of...
Yeah.
Hey, I understand. Let's select it off other shit.
Yeah.
Not off how well you are, how good you are at lying to people.
Yeah, how easily you can manipulate the masses.
Yeah. How do you think it's going to be set up? Is it going to be like a multi-stage competition? Is it going to be like eliminations?
Mate, it'd be like Britain's Got Talent, I reckon. But like, rather than it just being like a show you don't really have to watch, that'd be like the general election.
The general election is Britain's Got Talent. How many stages? Would it be a one-time bang? Would it be like the 17th of June, one night?
I think you'd need a certain amount of from each party, wouldn't you?
Yeah, or maybe what you could do is you could have like a stage for each attribute. So maybe you could have like a charisma level, an intelligence level.
Oh yeah, would like it be more
a
like
humor level?
More like Miss Universe or Miss like the UK or whatever they are, like the beauty pageant based things where there's like different sections you've got to do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, like they've got the categories, you've got
rather than like a one off
bake off.
You've got the individual. Oh yeah, like the bake off, yeah, you've got your signature dish.
Yeah. And then the I guess stoppers. At the end of each night, all of the public cast their votes and the losers get eliminated round by round. And then you're left with this well-rounded, multi-talented leader that people love.
I like that. I'm thinking, right?
The thing is, one...
Maybe a week? Maybe over a week's time? Or would you say like over a month? Like the whole campaign build-up's in...
Yeah, I reckon a month because if you're televising it, you want to build that hype, don't you? Yeah. People might be on holiday on that week.
Because you also have, in America, you've got the primaries where they're the... They try to figure out who the actual...
Candidates
leader
will be,
of the is. And what's it called in the UK? I forget what we name it.
We should.
Whatever we call it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, mate.
The party vote.
We should know this.
The party people.
Anyway, the party people. 24-hour party people. But... Yeah, so that could be the build-up. And then, say, one... So it would be a one-on-one fucking week-long talent show.
Yeah, so you think it's just one-on-one? I think we could have
Whatever.
Yeah. I like the idea of maybe even we would let in more than one candidate for each party.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I quite like... I actually don't like that that's kind of like more of an inside job, isn't it? So it's like... You end up just choosing between people that they've chose.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like if it's a talent show, like, well, say X Factor, for instance, when they've got
like, there should almost be like 100 to begin with.
Yeah, there should be loads because then you got like it could be like an outsider that's never been nominated before. But say an X Factor where the way it used to be like
You could just have like Susan Boyle might have just like walked on, and she might have got mega far.
There's like different categories of like males, females, groups. Like in the end show, there could be like all groups or like all females. Like it doesn't necessarily have to be like just the handful.
Oh, we're allowing groups. Love that. No, can we have that? Yeah. And Louis Walsh can be in charge of that. And he'll take them to Ireland while everyone else goes to America and Barbados.
Yeah, we need mentorship, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But who are the mentors then? Previous prime ministers and presidents?
Yeah, maybe.
It
like,
has to be previous winners.
Because once you've done your term, you kind of are living in this like political celebrity-dom where
But the judges, famously, Simon Cowell is known for being horrible. So would we potentially be getting some dictators on potentially?
Oh, yeah.
horrible, like Stalin-esque characters from.
We need, Yeah, if say we had to choose three judges for this, who are we choosing? Like,
I reckon I reckon the best way to do it would be choose three random people from the general public.
I actually quite like that idea. Yeah,
you've got Greg, you've got fucking Susan, and you've got fucking Jeremy.
A bit like jury duty, just a handful of people randomly
every season as well.
Every season,
well, every show
is randomly selected. Candidates are randomly selected as well.
Yeah, so, that'd be fucking.
And it's like a legal requirement that you have to participate. As that way, you might just get normal.
As soon as you become 18, you become 18, you get put in the.
It's like the fucking Hunger Games. If you get called up, you get called up, boy. Mate, and actually might be the best way to stop any corruption. Maybe it would be nice if we have like different levels as a theme. And it's up to you what you present. Maybe some of them are a bit competitive. Yeah, because we probably want to have like some level of intimidation and aggression.
If you got put in prison, would you then be taken off the roll call for it to be called up?
I reckon.
Prison? Yeah. Maybe.
I reckon like, while you're in prison.
if it's random, you don't really want someone who's got like a really, really bad rap sheet.
I've killed 400 people.
All of a sudden, yeah, getting the call, be like, oh yeah, this guy.
But then you could have a nice redemption arc once you got out, and that could be part of your sob story. Because you also need a really good sob story for a talent show.
Yeah, it's got to be black and white.
Is this global?
Emotion guitar. Yeah, every country's got their own.
Yeah, I like the idea. System. And then maybe there could be like a cosmopolitan,
the UN
yeah, one.
Like,
yeah.
Eurovision. Eurovision.
That's essentially what it is, isn't it? It's like.
Sort of, yeah. But instead of you're just voting for who sung the best, you're voting for the UN.
Most powerful people in the world.
Who's going to rule vast sectors of landmass and political, geopolitical.
Yeah, yeah, and war.
It'll be interesting, that.
What's the most ridiculous? Maybe what's the most ridiculous challenge you would set for them?
A hot dog eating contest, or like a ridiculous one that it'd just be like a food contest,
like a chicken nugget precision throwing.
Like some of that's completely irrelevant to running your country, like knife throwing.
Drag race.
I'm.
Go on, Matt. You look really excited there.
Oh, Matt! Matt's earphones have died.
No,
we can't hear. Yeah,
I could. He looked like he had a really good idea.
Yeah, but he got so excited.
Yeah. Maybe you can send it us on the group chat. Send us a message of what his amazing idea.
Just learn sign language really quick and just send everything over.
Well, no, I think I can record like this potentially.
Yeah. Oh, good. Go for it.
Yeah, so currently for the listeners, I have my phone pressed into my ear.
Oh, yeah, the listeners have heard all of that because you're recording on a separate device, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but I mean, the waveform doesn't look like it's picking you guys up, so we're going to go with it because that's the what could have been way.
Yeah, that,
what could have been if things actually went our way, mate? Never happened. So professional.
So what I was saying, like, You could have over the week long thing, yeah, you could set each night you'd have a different, like literally like the Bake Off, you'd have one where they've got to make a cake, one where they've got to do a league of their own, they've got to do a sporting thing. Oh yeah, art. Yeah, I like this.
I think you'd also get much more well-rounded leaders who probably are actually a bit more in tune with what normal people are like.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like Ricky Gervais-esque. Like he worked as a normal person until he was 40, then joined the acting world.
Yeah. Oh baby, I kind of want this shit to kick off.
Would we have an age limit? Because the thing is, yeah, like if you get a 20-year-old versus like someone in their 80s, their skill or talent range is going to be vastly different. Because someone in their 80s is not going to be as physical as someone in their 20s.
This is true. Go on.
But then they would maybe do really well on the, say, the mastermind round where they've got to do the general knowledge.
Yeah, historical events or something.
Talk about the wisdom. The intellect rounds. But yeah, maybe they wouldn't be as good as the BMXing challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Or the noodle making challenge. Exactly, yeah. And I think also, the longer it goes on, people would see who's won and how well they actually did in charge, and maybe start kind of altering how they view the competition based
on, at the end of the day,
yeah, he's really good at like elbow high fives, but he can't fucking do international relations at all.
At the end of the day, it's not necessarily how good you are in the talent show either way, it's how entertaining you are, because the public still get to cast their vote.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. So I guess it's about getting that balance between charisma and also actually being good when you get in power.
Yeah. Like, say, a lot of the time, people vote for someone who's really bad to stay in the show, to watch them continually fail. You know what I mean?
Oh, did you ever see this Britain's Got Talent, there's this guy who just came on and he was just chop wood. And all he went was, he was dressed up as a knight and he just went, chopping wood, chopping wood, chopping all the time. And he got rode through to the fucking final. And he sang the same song. I voted for him. That's the only time I've ever voted on any of those
competitions. See what I mean, mate?
I paid £1. And I want him to win. But also, there's like different consequences, aren't there? It's like, I'm voting for him not thinking, oh, he might be, deciding where our troops get planted next year. It was like, oh, he might have Christmas number one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the troops will be listening to some good music then. Even if they are being sent to not the good place. If you can say there was a good place. But yeah.
Yeah.
So like Michael Bublé becoming bloody Prime Minister or President.
Yeah. I could get used to it, like. But the problem with Michael Bublé couldn't because he hibernates except for Christmas.
Oh, true. He is a Christmas being.
A Christmas bean. A fabacious.
You'll say, yeah.
Fabacious bean. Fabacious Bublé.
A fabacious. Also, another word, a faddle. To faddle is to use the hands to get up to mischief. Yeah.
Ooh, isn't that a good faddler one? He is.
Yeah, I've just been faddler. Faddling. Me and my lady have been faddling.
Jesus.
Ooh,
fabaciously.
I touched her fabacious faddling.
Faddle the bean.
Do you like the word purloined?
Purloined?
Purloined, yeah. It's like stealing, but like cheekily stealing and with permission, sort of. I'll get the definition. What?
Cheekily stealing.
It's purloined. It is to steal something, but it's like you managed to purloin a copy of the key. It's like
a soft steal.
Yeah, yeah. It's like to appropriately. I don't even know how to do it. It's stealing, but without aggression. Like it's. Do you mind if
like Robin Hood, maybe?
So like, if I came up to you and was like, "Oh, do you mind if I purloin a cigarette?" It's like kind of nick a cig off you.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's like.
It's like a cordial system. Robbery.
Yeah, like it's not a. There's no malice.
Consensual
in it.
Robbery.
It's not consensual. It's still.
Or maybe just the stakes are low enough that.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could purloin somebody's pen in the office, and like no one's gonna fucking persecute you. You know what I mean?
It's whimsical stealing.
So yeah.
Whimsical.
Soft serve stealing.
To a degree, yeah, but you can purloin somebody's purse. Like it's...
you can steal hard things as well.
Yeah, you can steal, but it can be still quite malicious. Otherwise,
I stole a mallet.
Yeah. It is no. Going it's quite humorous. Shows. It's quite like it's quite but, it's light light-hearted thieving.
Yeah.
Okay. Can the previous prime minister or leader of state, head of state, can they purloin the next year's talent show?
Or do you reckon if you've been in office, then you have an automatic position in the next competition?
Yeah.
To like run for office again.
I don't know.
Well, maybe. Maybe they get their place voted for, so their guaranteed spot is voted for yes or no.
Maybe for like one more term, and then after that they'll go back to the roots.
And I'm assuming this is all done over the phone lines. It's not like any ballot papers or anything. It's just
it might even just be an app this time. 0, 0.
Yeah, I think it's an app that you need to like register an ID on. And like
you'll probably have to fingerprint for the app to work, because otherwise there might be a bit of corruption. Because we wouldn't want corruption in an election, guys.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
It's a completely watertight system as well. God.
Okay.
Sponsor us, Simon Cowell.
Well, should we combine all three? Should we... Discover
get our Yule
what,
lads out.
What we're around. Oh, yeah, the Yule lads. Forgot about that.
Let's try and combine all three, like.
Well,
I've got my idea for a Yule lad that could be chilling in this world.
Yeah.
He opens all your fermentation jars to let some oxygen.
Dickhead. What a prick.
He's called the pickled pickler.
He's just going around fucking ruining everybody's food. That's a really bad Yule lad, man. He's just making, he's causing starvation.
That's a bad lad.
He's going to be called Jar Opener. That's his name.
Jar Opener.
Yeah.
He's a fucking mad lad. He's not very nice. Because that, mate, preserving stuff was hard enough as is.
Oh yeah, mate, you've got to make sure that everything's right, it's got nothing right. Imagine you've been doing it for 6 months, you're like, oh, this is going to be some wonderful kimchi. Then he goes, oh.
And then imagine you wake that's up one night and the jar's just been open all night, and you're like, for fuck's sake. Jar opener.
Jar man.
Oh.
I reckon mine would be the Fabacious Faddler, and every blue moon, he enters this talent show and he always wins because he's very talented. And as soon as he gets into office, he faddles all political documents and turns them into beans. And then he disappears. All peace treaties are beans now.
Oh God, it's him again.
Yeah.
He's managed to get into office again.
But he's so I even like the idea that people recognize him, but every time he enters, he's so wildly talented and charismatic. Yeah, and he'll tell you he's changed. That every time you fall for it, and then, ah, fucking, there goes the Paris Agreement.
Oh, the Constitution is a walnut.
Oh, all our nuclear arms, beans again. That'll be all right, actually.
Would he have a different brand of bean each time?
Yeah, black-eyed peas this time, and now we got...
Cannelloni this time.
Yeah, this is a powerful bean boy, like... Yeah, that's the Fabacious Faddler.
The Fabacious Faddler.
Looks so.
But yeah, no, I think the malleability definitely would make these talent shows interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because imagine it could be people would try and squeeze into the smallest, like one round is who can fit into the smallest container.
Yeah, because you want somebody who can get you out of a tight situation, you know what I mean? That's the kind of leader. Yeah,
I reckon there'd be a lot of Houdini. I thought a lot of escape artists, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know though. The way octopus do it is because they've got the suckers, so they can fucking like lock on to jars and stuff and rotate. But like, I don't know if it'd be easier to just fucking put pressure on with your fingers. Like, there's no way of like attaching to it. You know what I mean?
Well, we're a couple of suckers, so we could help them out.
Some big suckers.
Have you got a Yule lad, Danny?
Nah, I haven't got one other than like a Yule lad that's going to be fixing the election. But like, it's a bit shit, isn't it? Oh,
that's quite a serious. that's less mischievous, more just
sound quite grounded in reality, actually.
Or maybe a Yule lad that puts too much salt in your salt solution when you're trying to ferment and pickle things.
Oh yeah. Dilutes your pickle juice.
Yeah, he puts way too much salt in it.
Yeah. The dastardly diluter.
God's
the
sake.
Seedy salter.
The salty man.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, would our guts, right, we're talking about being all squishy and malleable, assuming that's going to be doing bits and bobs to our insides and our digestive system. Combine that with the amount of healthy gut microbiota.
Oh, can we?
I'm feeling like there's going to be a lot of bowel movements.
I was just thinking we can make some tasty poos, mate. We can make poos of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, maybe this is why we don't need fridges anymore.
We could just push them out. Like, we could just fold up. We could open our bum open, open our arsehole and sort of like flop it out. Just by like.
It's been a recurring theme. For
or time. Like maybe even make it really tight and like make it like a fucking really thin sausage. I don't know. Like you could do loads of stuff. You make it like Mr. Whippy or like fucking like a roll of Play-Doh or something. I don't know.
Like the Play-Doh things you got when you made like the hair.
That's what I mean. You can do loads. You can fucking like I said. Make
Give
it
me lanky meat.
And like, if you want to force it out or like make it out, you could just be like, I need the toilet, and you just go there, and like you just do like fucking toothpaste roll yourself, and just like fold your body in on itself, making sure you get it.
Like undercover or like the espionage world would be wicked if you could. Malleabilize yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you could just change your facial structure and hold it there.
Yeah, oh, my God. And you could also just like crimble and crumble through every crevice.
Would the new thing be rather than having fingerprints and stuff, the new way of identifying people would be
jaws.
The next step up from dental records would be jaw forensics.
Oh man, well, imagine there'd be a set of like underground criminal activity where they just remove the jaw. Remove the box.
Or
so
there'd be
just...
people who wear each other's jaws. Because if the rest of your body's that flexible, surely you could wear another man's jaws.
I'm not sure if you could take it out, like.
Oh, I think you could.
I don't know.
I actually know you could.
I fucking think this, so fuck you.
Mate, I did it fucking down in Blath other day.
And that would be attached to it, but like, you could just break it and remove it, and then you could fit in any gap. Imagine if you got an octopus and you remove its beak, Obviously, it'd need a way of eating. Like, it'd need like food constantly. Oh, it would need to hunt for it, which is what
you just pickle juice. You just suck it in.
So I mean, we could just eat all the fermented stuff if we just break it down and pour it in our little jaw hole.
Oh, this could cause problems for our talent show though, because whoever won, they could just steal their jawbone.
But better, yeah, you can like make it leader. A talent that you can fit through the smallest gap.
And no, then... but I mean, whoever wins, somebody else, some other guy could just come and kill the leader, steal their jawbone and pretend to be
him. But you can't, I mean, I guess if you kill them, you could remove the jaw and like constantly have attention around it, but then you need to remove your own jaw by like breaking it and tearing it out. You'd have scars though, but then you could just like fold around the scars though.
They could do lung transplants these days, lad. They could do a jaw transplant. That'll be no bother. My sister had a heart transplant, lad.
Isn't it?
That's a fucking jaw transplant. Bob's your uncle. It's a hop, skip, and a Barry away.
Fuck me. How would surgery work? Because you could just like, you could just open the skin flap. You had a little hole, like a little cut, and then you could just be like, right, sound, and like make it massive for him.
What do you need? A spleen?
Yeah. Would you be able to turn yourself inside out? Like, would you be able to open your mouth and just like flop all your insides out? And
yeah.
Like,
would there be inside and would there be outside?
Yeah, or would it just be one big open hole? Like, technically, if you eat food now, obviously it digests and goes into your body. But if you want to look at it on a grand scheme of things, it never enters your body. It goes in your mouth, goes through a system,
just a tube.
And comes out your bum. Yeah, like it.
We're
just
hollow, aren't we?
Yeah. Like, if you could then morph your body entirely, sure, you could just straighten out all your insides and pour water out in your mouth and it'll come out your bum straight away.
Fucking hell, I love this crack.
So, with that in mind, you could just invert everything. You could make your stomach your epidermal layer and just fucking flop that out for a bit.
Oh, yes.
That's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, how about all those wonderful gut microbiota you've just curated over the last 2 months? Then you turn you inside out. They're all fucking.
Oh, they've been really annoyed, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I guess like you
start a union.
You'd get bloody fucking stomach acid everywhere, wouldn't you?
You get bad reviews.
But so eating though, like say you wanted just to eat something really fast, could you pop out your stomach just? Drop a bunch of food in it and
I guess
it
yeah you
out.
Could
no
rather than like
no
putting it down your gullet, you could just crush it up outside and then fucking quickly put it in your stomach rather than like eating it and swallowing it. You just open your like, tilt your head back, open your mouth, put it down and put it in. You know what I mean,
down in one,
isn't it? Especially if it's all piggly juice and fucking preserved stuff, you'd be like, oh, sound.
If it's all piggly juice,
you can just pestle and more it all and be like, right, sound halfway there anyway.
You could probably pickle your own juice in your belly,
especially if you've got no jaw. It'd be piece of piss. You just fucking do all the crunching and the tumbling in your fucking outside world.
Yeah, could you make your own weird brand of stomach acid pickle juice?
Yeah, a little kombucha in your belly.
Yeah, mate. Ooh. Easy. Imagine you could turn yourself into a fermentation machine.
God, if only I was a bit stretchier.
if only.
Oh,
I know what's going on my Christmas list this
year. I'll make sure to give you your annual tangerine.
I don't think that sentence has ever had worse implications.
Hey mate, it's all about how you see the side of it, brother. One guy's trash is another man's treasure, you know what I mean?
I'll make sure you get your tangerine.
The grass is always greener, baby, and trust me.
One man's tangerine is another lady's tiara.
Ding! No, we like it. We like it a lot.
We like it a lot.
Right, boys, I need to go cycle over the moors.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, don't get murdered.
I need to go push my pedals upon the path.
Go on, finish that sentence.
And I need peruse the petals of the flowers.
I need to gander along the ground gracefully on my bike. Doesn't begin with a G. On my bike.
On my geary bike. Mm. Yeah, well, you go enjoy that. We've had a fun little record. I was Matthew.
I'm Owen.
I'm Danny.
Thank you. We're going to somehow stitch this together. It's going to be an interesting one. Sorry, Gaz, if you're the one recording this. You're going to have an absolute nightmare.
Editing. Ding, ding, ding. Another fuck up, Matt. Well done. God's sake, Matt. Now, yeah, this has been the boys at What Could Have Been. Tune in next week. Bye.
See you. Love you. Bye.
Is Mr. Man here?
No.
Was a proper faddler.
I like the word
pickled clementine.
Brilliant, thanks.